The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day to you. It is 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are on this Wednesday. And, of course, the Power Mall special is still going on this week. You spend $300 and get 20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. And so, for those of you that aren't in the know that need to be in the know, we decided to have Strauss and North American Urban Spice as drop shippers for our customers. And so, as a result of that, we actually make less now than we did before. But we felt the benefits to the customers were more important, as you're not going to have to wait for anything to be back in stock. You can order all the products and it'll come right to you. In saying that, since we make much less, we can no longer afford the regular discounts. So we put together this little spend $300, get 20 off. And we hope that you will decide to purchase these from us and not go directly to the distributor's website, because purchasing the products will keep us on the air. And that is extremely important given today's news. We'll get to that. We have back in stock Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizer, OptiVita products, and Good Health Naturally products are back. We also have the Richardson Nutritional Center apricot seeds. Use the code POWERHOURNATION at checkout. Go to the partners tab to get to them. You know where that's at. If you shop us, you know, thepowerhour.com. Then you'll find the partners tab there and you can click on it. Let us know you bought so we get credit. If we could. Fred Dyshevsky is going to be joining us later on in the show. He is with U.S. Coin Capital. They're one of our sponsors. And, of course, your donations are appreciated. We still have the Vitamir toothpaste deal when you donate 25 or more, but you got to call in. As a matter of fact, Jay's standing by right now. If you want to donate 25 or more, she'll send you a free Vitamir toothpaste when you donate 25 or more. How's that? 877-817-9829. Help the show out. Keep us on the air. And thank you, Dale and Rodney, for your check and money order, because those donations help. Every little bit helps. Keep us on. Lots of guests today. Dr. Michael Garko from Strauss joins us, as well as Cameron Hamilton, who is running as Republican for Virginia's 7th Congressional District. So it's going to be a busy day today. So we move along with the news here at 3 minutes after. I don't know if this is good news or not. Klaus Schwab is going to step down as executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. What? Yeah. Schwab and the Schwab kebabs? Yeah, we don't get to talk about him as much. Nah, we still. He's the 86-year-old self-appointed Sultan of Davos. We are the Sultans of Davos. Don't. Yeah. I could have fun with that jerk. He sent an email to his staff yesterday announcing he's no longer going to run the organization, but he is going to stay on in some non-executive role. Yeah, trust me, he's going to be sitting in the background pulling the strings. That simple. Yeah, he's the one who said, you'll own nothing and be happy, which sparked public outrage. So, yeah, critics are all saying that Davos was seeking to end private property by extending subscriber-based economy to all walks of life. And in order to do that, they would literally have to invoke CBDCs and use the communist China role model to make a systemic transformation of the world. And, of course, people aren't buying it. Here's a new report out by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, reported that the Biden administration has paid the Taliban nearly $11 million in payments since Biden's disastrous withdrawal in August of 21. Uh-huh. The bulk of the U.S. taxpayer funding for the Taliban regime came from taxes collected by the terrorists. About $500,000 of the payments were payments for utilities, fees, and custom duties. Oh, wow. I bet you had no idea this was going on. Yeah. See, it goes through all these channels. The NGOs and all these other places, man, and this is what they get. Michael McCaul, who's chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said he wasn't surprised by the results of the audit, which he requested in March of last year. It's unacceptable for any U.S. funding to benefit the Taliban, considering what we let them. So, you know, he's calling for the Biden administration to take immediate action to prevent U.S. taxpayer money from going to the Taliban. You really think Biden is listening? Somebody changes depends yet? The Trump classified documents case. Word is out. The judge is holding a hearing today on dismissing the charges. Believe it or not. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon cited numerous issues she had yet to resolve as a basis for canceling the trial date. And now they're talking about dismissing the entire indictment on grounds it fails to clearly articulate a crime and instead amounts to a personal and political attack against President Trump with a litany of uncharged grievances for both public and media consumption. You see, it all started when they raided Mar-a-Lago and put all those documents on the floor with all those evidence markers. Remember that? And then they put classified. Oh, whoa. And see, then they kind of played a little T-Berry or whatever that is, shuffle. Remember that? You know, you got people dancing in the street doing the T-Berry show. Yeah, well, something like that. And what they did was they messed with the evidence. Huh. I mean, this is also affecting his valet, Walt Nauta, as well. So, and this is a Trump co-defendant in this. So they want to virtually strip down and get rid of that case, which, of course, Smith's Jack B. Nimble is fighting because he doesn't want this to go away. We have to keep this ramped up so it keeps Trump off the campaign trail. And you see, the thing is what is the news media doing? Well, they're playing it up, of course. They're trying to make Trump look like the bad guy, and here's the problem. There are people out there, the news media is already having a field day with the outcome of the case in New York in the criminal trial. Oh, yeah. They're having a fun time with that one. Reuters is even predicting, well, there's three possible outcomes. Oh, already a fourth of the people that were going to vote for Trump, if he's convicted, they're not going to vote for him. Well, you see, here's the thing. If you think that the trial is legitimate, and that's the only reason that you wouldn't vote for Trump is if he was actually convicted based on what everybody is saying is nothing but a shift show. Well, you know what I think about that, right? We all think the same thing. Your vote, really, it does matter. But if you're going to vote for Biden and you want four more years of this hell on earth, well, you know, you get what you get, okay? I don't think anybody wants another 4 years of this caca. I just don't think they do. It's just not like that. I mean, you want to continue to pay higher prices. You know, you want to pay more prices at the gas pump? And despite what just happened, Biden just announced he's going to drain 1 million barrels of gas out of our emergency gas supplies in the Northeast. That virtually drains the entire stockpile of emergency supplies in the Northeast. And why is he doing it? Because his popularity is in the tank, and he's got to try to manipulate pump prices. In order to do that, he's going to flood the market with surplus so it drives the prices down. We'll see about that. All those commodities out there, yeah. See, he needs all those blue state votes. That he's going to drain the 1 million barrels of gas. See, they have to measure them in barrels. You know, they can't measure it in tanker trucks. Because I first looked at this story and I go, wait a minute, barrels? Really? Who wrote this story? Barrels? Oil comes in barrels. Well, apparently not so, according to news authors. Gas comes in barrels, too, and they're going to try to manipulate the market. That's exactly what he's doing because his popularity is in the tank. And not only that, but, you know, RFK Jr. has now changed his abortion stance after a massive pushback from the right. You see all those Trump voters? that were thinking, well, I don't want to vote for Trump. I got to vote for somebody, and I don't want to vote for Biden. So, hey, let's vote for RFK Jr. and his little Asian sidekick, Nicole Shanahan. Hey, sounds like fun. You know, here's the thing. See, when he was still running in the Democrat primary, seen as a stern test in recent weeks, he supported abortion up to full term. Now you know why he got widespread backlash. So now he's open to negotiations. And Nicole Shanahan, of course, stepped up. Yeah, sat down for talk. All the media did. Pro-life groups did. And she said she was unaware the candidate did not support limits on abortion. And, of course, she had to run interference and say that my understanding with Bobby's position is that, you know, every abortion is a tragedy. It's a loss of life. Adding she thought that he believed in limits on abortion, and perhaps there was miscommunication on his interview. Well, yeah, I think they're going to have to do a little backpedaling on this one because people will not go for that. And those who don't like Trump that want to vote for RFK Jr. now have to face another evil. It's a Democrat evil. It's basically saying, okay, yeah, you want to kill your baby once it's out of the womb or up to the point in time it's getting ready to come out of the womb. You want to just, you know, when the baby is viable outside of the womb and you kill it, then that's murder. But hey, you know, whatever. You know, you want to vote for me because you don't want to vote for Trump. You don't want to vote for Biden. I'm your alternative. I'm going to try to get an all 50 state ballot. So, you know, if you don't like that, all you Trump voters out there that are going to vote for me, because you don't want to vote for Biden, so you vote for RFK Jr. You know, you really want this country to implode. I can't believe that a fourth of the voters that would vote for Trump, unless he was convicted, it does not stop him from holding office. And see, the thing is that all these people, if you realize this trial for what it is, a fourth of those voters that say that they're, you know, and I don't know what they're telling these surveys, because surveys can be manipulated as well. I don't know what they're telling the surveys, but the problem is these surveys don't tell the whole story. And if you're going to go out and you're going to vote for somebody else because your guy was convicted, well, maybe there's a reason why he was convicted. And that's so people like you would turn away and vote for someone else, not understanding that this whole thing was a game to get you to do just that. So you must be just as woke as the rest of the people out there. You must like paying high prices at the pump. You must like the idea that we're going to go to war. And if you live in New York or D.C., I wouldn't want to live anywhere near there. Yeah, you might get wiped off the map. You know, there are those SLBMs, man, off Russian SLBMs. They're off the coast. Doesn't take much. You'd have no warning at all. I don't care if they can track that sub. Once that missile goes up, baby, and they send, you know, one of those typo dongs or any one of those things that are, you know, at least 50 megatons, New York City and D.C. are gone. Turn it into a nuclear parking lot. But you just go ahead. Yeah, you want war. You just keep voting Biden in and you will have that, because all the Clintonistas will make sure that that's what you get. And you can sit there and whine because now they're going to start up the draft again. Take your kids, send them over there to die so we can't have more babies, because we have to reduce the population down to 1 billion people. That's the objective of the World Economic Forum, the Club of Rome, and everybody else. Rudy Giuliani, by the way, just found out that he's been indicted, and part of it, he just pled not guilty in this Arizona election case. A whole bunch of different people that basically are being accused of declaring that Trump won Arizona in 2020. And so, you know, Trump himself was not charged in the case, but it was suggested he was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Arizona AG office's indictment. You see, these people just don't know when to quit. Because, see, they look at who's coming across the border. They look at all these Chinese nationals, military-age men of all different jurisdictions coming into this country. We're being told that we need to arm ourselves by all those in the know, because these people may show up at our doorstep. They may be wearing powder blue. Oh, shut up. Yeah. You know, those powder blue helmets the UN wears, or they might be just wearing, you know, somebody else's uniform. They might be all dressed in black, wearing masks and SWAT gear. And see, until they show up on your doorstep, You won't know the definition of owning nothing and being happy. You will own nothing and you'll be dead. Because this is what they want. They want to reduce the population. So, you know, we have to keep this nonsense with the criminal trials going on. You know, all you people are illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Arizona. And see, these people have an agenda. It's keep the rope-a-dope going as much as possible. Keep everybody upset and messed up so they can't live a decent life out there in America. Jack up the prices so they can hardly put food on the table, and then it becomes a decision to whether to keep the lights on or food on the table. I mean, this is what it's all about. And if you want four more years of this, don't vote Trump in. Don't vote him back. Hey, Grover Cleveland did it. He got elected after a little hiatus. And notice we have term limits on how long a president can serve. 8 years, that's it. Gee, it's funny, Congress doesn't have the same. Yeah, I know, you get that. A federal judge, by the way, is reopening David DePape's sentencing hearing in the Paul Pelosi hammer attack case. And why is that? Well, because the judge, Jacqueline Corley, of the Northern District of California, failed to let DePape allocute at sentencing. Oh, my. Why would you not do that? I mean, you won't even let the guy speak? I mean, criminals are supposed to be able to allocute, which means give a testimony as to whether they're remorseful or whether or not they go after Nancy again if they have the opportunity. I mean, nobody knows. Now that's why they had to reopen it. He got 30 years. Prosecution wanted 40. It's just nuts. Wasn't a hate crime. He was looking for Nancy. It's what he was. He wanted to cut her off at the knees. Going to beat her knees with a hammer. Bad enough, you know, she's about in the same position Biden is right now. Chatty Cathy that can't, you know, complete sentences and has to use the D word all the time. You know, democracy. I swear to God, her teeth are going to fall out one of these days. Vince Fong, by the way, you know that name? He was backed by Donald Trump, and he has won the special election to finish the term of former U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who also endorsed him. He is a California State Assembly member. He defeated fellow Republican and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau in the 20th Congressional District. That's in the Central Valley Farm Belt. It wasn't immediately clear when Fong's going to be sworn in. That's currently up to Mike Johnson. Yep. So, D.A. Fani Willis, by the way, in addition to Judge Scott McAfee, both won their primary election in Georgia yesterday with nearly 90% of the vote. Gee, I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because everybody that came out, and this is a Democratic primary now, this isn't the Republican primary. These are the Democrats that want to see Trump hang, okay? Because they're all upset because they want higher prices. They want to pay more in the grocery store. They want Trump in prison. They want to see a civil war. They want to see all these illegal immigrants come to their door. Murder, rape, pillage, plumber. Yeah, plunder. Yeah, they want that. They want to see all of it. So Willis is now going to face Republican lawyer Courtney Kramer in November. With her high name recognitions and advantages of incumbency and hefty fundraising haul, Willis's victory in the primary, not terribly surprising. Well, we'll see just how much Georgia voters actually like Fani Willis. It's all about optics, folks. Fatal storms and tornadoes pummeled Iowa overnight. Parts of one town, Greenfield, reduced to rubble. Images showing a path of utter destruction, homes reduced to splinters, debris strewn everywhere. Large wind turbines snapped in two, toppled, catching fire. Dozen people injured in the twister, according to the local sheriff. Local hospital sustained damage in the storm. Those people had to be transferred to facilities in nearby towns. So we do have fatalities, though. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds declared a disaster emergency for 15 counties. In Adams County, I told you about those three wind turbines standing about 25 stories high were nearly snapped in half, with one catching fire, according to radio station KCCI. That would be in Des Moines. Several other wind turbines were damaged, of course. So shows you, you know, when you stick stuff up in the atmosphere like that, expecting to collect wind, you know, I wonder how much of Joe Biden's depends you could turn into methane gas. I always wondered about that. So I call him a gas bag. Earlier in the day, by the way, the Weather Service confirmed at least one tornado over Rolling Stone, Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Rolling Stone, Minnesota. Yes, there is such a place. On the cover of the... No, we won't go there. Let's move on to the economy here at 20 after the hour. The Michigan community of Green Charter Township has lost a battle to block a Chinese-linked electric vehicle battery manufacturer, Gotion Inc., from building a factory near the town. All sorts of garbage there. I don't know what they're going to do. Well, they filed a lawsuit and it didn't work. Skeptical politicians and reporters in Michigan uncovered Gotion corporate documents that said the company's required to set up a Communist Party of China organization. Yeah. And ensure implementation of the Communist Party guidelines within all corporate operations. Investigative journalists discovered Hefei Gotion High-Tech employees, hundreds of Chinese Communist Party members, and its CEO is a high-ranking party official. Gee, you think some of those Chinese that came across the border, military-age men, you think they're going to go to work over there? Yeah, have your own little in-house militia, too. Controversy erupted over whether Gotion had misrepresented its relationship with the Chinese government or not, especially since the new factory would be located within 100 miles of Camp Grayling, the largest U.S. National Guard training facility. Could all be a FEMA camp, too. Concerns were also raised about the plant's compliance with wetlands regulations and the heavy water use anticipated for large-scale battery manufacturing. Boy, it makes you really feel sorry for Flint now, doesn't it? Red Lobster, by the way, even though they went bankrupt, well, guess what? Abigail Fricke filed a Chapter 13 bankruptcy petition, which required her to disclose her assets, including any lawsuits. 3 years later, she filed a lawsuit against Red Lobster, alleging she was injured due to the restaurant's negligence. However, she did not update her bankruptcy asset schedule to include this lawsuit until after Red Lobster moved for summary judgment based on standing in judicial estoppel. Well, the courts reversed it. Yep. The Supreme Court of Indiana basically came out and said that her representations of the bankruptcy court did not judicially stop her from pursuing her personal injury claim against Red Lobster, so they got to fight that now, too. They just entered Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Pixar, by the way, this could be a good thing for those of you out there that don't like Disney and the wokeness over there. Well, they just laid off 175 employees, or 14% of its workforce. Sent a note out to staff. President Jim Morris said individuals who've been impacted will be notified. Yeah. Uh-huh. Pixar employees have been bracing for this since January. Cuts were smaller than the expected or speculated 20% reported at the time. In the health category, here's something interesting that some of you may already know. Did you know there's a study out? It's always got to be a study, right? Gardening improves sleep quality in adults. You think maybe it's because you're getting close to the earth and you're grounding? Huh? You think that might have something to do with it? Getting your hands dirty for a better night's rest? That's what the Journal of Affective Disorders found. Adults who spent time working in the garden had fewer sleep issues. What are you waiting for? Time to get out there and start if the weather holds up. Some of us are getting rain and thunderstorms and all sorts of stuff all over the country here. Some are getting tornadoes. This isn't over yet. There's some nasty weather out there, geoengineered or not. Gardeners and exercisers, by the way, were less likely to experience multiple sleep complaints than people who didn't exercise. Additionally, gardeners who spent more time gardening reported even fewer sleep complaints, indicating the sleep benefits may increase for an individual the longer they spend in the garden. However, the effects gardening had on sleep apnea were unclear. Just so you know, there's always a limit to this. And of course, they examined data from more than 62,000 American adults who participated in this 2017 Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System telephone survey. Hi, did you garden today? That's funny. 16,707 non-exercisers, 4,243 gardeners, and 41,148 exercisers. Respondents also reported on how well and how long they slept, noting any complaints, such as whether they suffered from insomnia, daytime sleepiness, or sleep apnea. Gotta love it. Well, we told you already about Biden releasing those million barrels of gas. Globalists are aiming to peacefully depopulate 6 billion people from the planet. Thank you, David Rockefeller, for starting the Club of Rome in 1968. In 1972, the Club of Rome's limits to growth was not taken seriously, except by the globalists for whom it was written. In 1973, David Rockefeller started the Trilateral Commission to create the new International Economic Order. Yeah, because we have to have order, a.k.a. technocracy, a.k.a. a resource-based sustainable development. Well, you can't have that with all these billions of people on the planet. Remember when they tore down the Georgia Guidestones? Yeah, we need 500 million, and that's it. Or to have a perpetual balance with nature, and everybody yawned, right? Keep your eye on Dennis Meadows. Yeah, he's one of the ones that the globalist-led Club of Rome. Yeah, one of the latest, more explicit calls for genocide, who stated in no uncertain terms when the globalist plan for the world entails, they got to get rid of these people. They're useless eaters. Oh, gee, that would be us. He wants the global population to go from 7 billion to 1 billion, according to Daniel Babinski on his Keep the Republic Substack. He wants 6 billion people to disappear equally. Got to have that. DEI, you know. And he wants it to happen peacefully, as in without violence. Well, how are they going to do that? Poison people? That sounds right. Moving on to cancel culture. Did you make that call to the deputy and the communications director at AG Bailey's office in Missouri? Jeff City saying, hey, I want you to come on the Power Hour and talk about this thing with Harrison Butker. Well, Kansas City Star reporter Peter Hamm has just published an essay demanding the Chiefs drop kicker Butker and hire a woman and his as his replacement. Now, this guy either has been watching way too much Unnecessary Roughness or has a Kathy Ireland fixation, or maybe somebody else below. We show a picture on there. It's amazing what AI can do. So I mean, here's the thing. Women do not. They're on the sidelines in cheerleading outfits, and they're in the stands screaming. You put a woman out there, you put her in football cleats and football garb, and they will mow her down and take her out. She will suffer injuries like nobody's business, and it'll be because they've turned on her specifically. You can protect her all you want, like Unnecessary Roughness, but that's not going to stop. And she can't do what Kathy Ireland did and kick some guy where it hurts. And then there's a picture of Taylor Swift. Is that who they're going to substitute for a solid kicker? Yeah, it's amazing what AI could do. You got to tune in and look what's on our Power Hour blast when it comes out here. You're going to see Taylor's picture. What AI could do. It's amazing. All right, we're going to try to dial in Cameron Hamilton after these important messages here from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And And we are back at 34 minutes after the hour of 11 Central Time, where we are. And on the East Coast, we have a gentleman who is seeking to continue his service. He's a husband, father of three, Navy SEAL combat vet, former division director at Homeland Security, and he's running for Virginia's 7th Congressional District in the U.S. House. Cameron Hamilton, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you for service. And just wondering, I understand now we already have filled everybody in that Iran's president and foreign minister and others, including a provincial governor, were killed in this helicopter crash. And we know that the Ayatollah Asahola is still there, Khamenei, he's still there. And I don't know what's going to happen there. Have you been keeping a pulse as far as our foreign policy and what's going on with it?
I have. I think right now it's really unfortunate that the Biden administration is kind of, you know, soft rolling some of their response. They've lost one of their key leaders, and that's obviously quite a bit of a shakeup. So diplomatically, I understand the nature of wanting to be, you know, as hospitable as possible. But this is also a nation that shouts death to America, death to Israel. So the fact that we're sending condolences, in my opinion, is really a wasted effort. Internally, that nation is heavily divided. The government of Iran barely maintains power and control. They've seen a rapid decline of their economy. They've been stimulated a little bit because of, again, some of the alleviation of sanctions in this administration. But they're barely able to maintain control and balance of their own people, who frankly are sick and tired of totalitarianism. So this is a really pivotal time, and we'll see who they appoint to be their next leader.
Right. Well, and so now you probably have become aware that the ICC wants to arrest Bibi and his buddy, Yoav Gallant, and the Hamas leaders. And it's like, look, you people got to make up your mind. I mean, where were they arresting Pfizer and all these other people for putting out a jab that was killing people all over the world, left and right? Where was they're sitting there accusing these people of genocide? I think they're are very poor at picking their battles. And I don't know that I have much regard for the ICC. Do you?
No, I don't. I think once again, this is just playing pure politics. The international community has always had a long hatred of the nation of Israel. It's one thing to have legitimate criticisms, perhaps, over military tactics, but it's another to engage in some of the rhetoric that they're doing. So it is a joke. It's a disgrace. And I think the United States, frankly, needs to take no part in it.
Well, and see, the thing is, though, that there's a lot of people in the United States that can't seem to make up their mind whether they want to support Israel, whether they want to, you know, downplay all of what they've done, whether they want, you know, I mean, we've already got these loading docks in Gaza right now, and they're bringing them aid, and we don't know where that aid is ending up. We don't know whether the IDF is out there. I mean, I understand now, as of today, that they're now recruiting women to start serving the IDF, more women. So, you know, and then there's this, we've had Allison Weir on the show that talked about Zionism and what's really going on over there, which that's another problem that I'm sure that Congress understands, because I believe that some of those Congress people are Zionist Jews. I don't think that those people are actual Jewish. And we used to, from what, you know, history tells us, at least from the perspective that we've all been gaining here from doing our research here in the Power Hour, is that they don't want a Palestinian state. And now you've got three countries, Ireland and Spain and Norway, all saying, oh, yeah, we'll recognize that. And now they've Israel's recalled all of their ambassadors for a little consult. Any idea what's up with that?
I think most people want a cessation of hostilities, and most people want the Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace. That's certainly what I want. I'm an unapologetic supporter of Israel right now. But having said that, I don't want any unnecessary shedding of innocent life. And so I think the idea that the Palestinians need to have their own nation is one that Israel has pursued time and time again. Unfortunately, I don't know if the Palestinians are up for it, because all the concessions that they'd be required to make, they're unwilling to do so. I mean, the Camp David Accords that happened years ago, I mean, it was just an unbelievable deal that was provided to them, and Yasser Arafat walked away from it. So I have a lot of grace and sympathy for the Israelis, because I think they face a very challenging, you know, neighbor, so to speak, and they're constantly vilified. Having said that, I think all rational people should want there to be a cessation of hostilities. I certainly don't want to see this war continue on. I also want to see Hamas eradicated because Israel has to protect its citizens from future attacks. And Hamas has already said they plan to do it again. So it's not an easy scenario to deal with, I'll put it that way. It's very difficult and challenging. Having said that, I don't want to see the United States drawn into this conflict either. Now, we're a partner with Israel, but I don't want to see this turn and morph into a worldwide war or even a regional war. And I think that's one of the crazy things about Iran right now is Iran has provided so much support and infrastructure to groups like Hamas, Hezbollah, and many others who act as its proxies overseas. And so I think probably what will happen out of Iran, just to bring it back to that topic here, Iran will probably end up appointing a similarly strict dictator that they can put in place. Like, you know, Ibrahim Rezi was not a good man at all. He was an evil man. We had a moment of silence in the United Nations, which I think is an absolute joke of American foreign policy. We pay for nearly 25% of the actual UN budget, and that's what we're going to see of the UN. I mean, it's just a disgrace. So I think we need to make sure that we're ready to hold Iran accountable. I don't think it's going to be long, though, before they throw off the shackles of their own government.
That's possible. Now we just were informed this morning that Biden administration has made sure that the Taliban, since his withdrawal, botched withdrawal, and you being a Navy SEAL combat vet can certainly appreciate this, you know, him looking at his watch each time they unload a casket. He's been paying the Taliban, according to the most recent audit by Saigar, $10.9 million to the Taliban. How are they getting away with this?
Yeah, we're paying the Taliban a significant amount of money. We were paying the Taliban even during the withdrawal. I don't think people realize that. While we're coordinating flights of American aircraft in and out of Afghanistan, there were members of the Taliban that were effectively running the operations center at the airport. I don't think people quite realize how this agreement and this relationship has gone back a little bit before the withdrawal actually started. And so it's really awful. We're paying the Taliban now for a variety of different things. We're also paying the Taliban to help evacuate additional Americans, because there are still Americans and there are still people who are our partners who are stranded there. So I think what we find out of the political left right now is this notion that, well, if we just give enough money to these people overseas, they'll secretly like us. Anthropology tells a very different story.
Yeah, my mom always said you can't buy your friends. You throw money at them and they're still not your friends. They're just got their hand out. And it seems like most of the world has their hand out. Now you were former division director at Homeland Security. Was that during Trump?
Part of it was during the Trump administration. I also worked under Secretary Mayorkas. I worked specifically for the DHS chief medical officer, who then reported directly to the secretary. It was an honor to work there supporting the EMTs and the men and women of law enforcement along the southern border. And I will say that we saw the border fall apart in about 3 days is what it took. After the election in November, we saw intelligence reports and gatherings showing that there were huge crowds amassing on the southern border. We had all the indication to know that basically we were going to be overwhelmed. Sure enough, January rolls around. Every piece of information we had was showing that this border was about to fall apart. And it did. I don't think people quite expected it that rapidly. 3 days, it was just an absolute nightmare. And again, the men and women of law enforcement at the Department of Homeland Security have been living at the business end of bad Biden politics for a long time, and it's time for a change.
I mean, is that one of the reasons why you left, is because you couldn't take any more of it?
It is. You know, there's several reasons why. That's certainly one of them. I worked at DHS. It was frustrating for me to see the political class really dictate a narrative and an operational mindset that was inconsistent with what the nation needed. I can't sit by and watch this, especially as a father, as a husband, as a man of faith. And so ultimately, I was recruited by some key, strong constitutional conservatives, people like Delegate Nick Freitas and many others. You know, David Bratt, former congressman for Virginia 7. I'm honored to have their support. Even Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. And so I was recruited to run, and after time and consideration and a lot of prayer, my wife and I decided our nation needs saving and we need patriots to stand up who are willing to say no more.
Well, and then see the guy that you used to work for, former President Trump. I mean, the media is all over the fact that, you know, they're positing different outcomes of what's going to happen if he gets convicted. Frankly, anybody in their right mind that's sitting on that jury, I think, would be fearing for their lives, much the same as the OJ jury. They didn't want to convict him because they were afraid of the Watts riot. I mean, is there any, do you think, just from your overview of looking at this trial, because, I mean, everybody's focused on this right now. Do you seriously think that the Republican Party or MAGA supporters or whoever it is are going to let the court get away with, you know, a jury delivering a guilty verdict? I mean, you really see, you know, this thing as it could blow up in their face?
No,
you think
I don't.
The Republicans are just going to go on about their business?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we know that to be true. There are many Republicans that will just go about their business that are only using Donald Trump because it's politically convenient, that aren't really promoting an America First agenda. We're seeing that in a variety of races, to include even my own. I will say, however, I think Donald Trump is going to triumph. I think he's going to prevail in this because I don't think they have a case. I think this is so unbelievable and so unreasonable what's being put on him. I don't know that Donald Trump would really get a fair trial hardly anywhere. I think that's unfortunate because the media has been so biased against him. Having said all of that, I do think he's going to come back as not guilty because I don't think there's not a crime here they're accusing him of. And so it stands in the face of our republic, our constitutional republic, with the belief in limitation of power. This is what happens when we weaponize government against citizens, against a former president. So I look forward to supporting him. Lord willing, I'm going to be in Congress, and I look forward to helping him with his agenda.
Well, Cameron, here's the thing, and I really hope that you stay in touch even after you get elected, you know, because I really feel like your district needs somebody like you in there. And I understand that, you know, a lot of people have arguments about Zionism, and a lot of people think that a lot of Congress are Zionist, hidden Zionists like Schumer and people like that. And the thing is that's why they feel the way they do about Israel and why they're supporting Israel, some half-heartedly, but a lot of these people have excess baggage and it's being used against them. They've written books about it. A lot of different people have looked at this thing and say, wait a minute, they got the goods on Congress and they own Congress, whoever these people are. You being a former division director at Homeland Security, Stephanopoulos just came out and says, oh, deep state does exist. Do you believe that?
I think the deep state does exist. It might not look exactly like what we think it does. I think that there are a variety of different civil servants that I've worked with who are amazing and excellent and just want to do their job. I can also tell you that there is an underclass of those in the Civil Service Corps and those that work as staffers in congressional House seats or within different committee assignments that very much do see themselves as the true guardian of our republic, and that the elected representatives, well, they sort of come and go, but we last. And we're the ones that really set policy and even draft these bills. I don't think a single member of Congress has actually read every single page of the bills that they vote on, except for maybe a handful, because they're written by staffers. And so my point here, yes, I do believe there's a deep state. It may not look quite like what we expect it to. And it's also not one large uniparty. Instead, I see it as a land of many fiefdoms, many of which overlap and have alliances, some of which we do not. They agree to work together in some areas, not in others. I'm here to advance the interests and agenda for those that are living within the Virginia 7th and to defend constitutional conservatism and Judeo-Christian values, period. That's all I stand for. I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I believe that the best way to do that is by promoting America First policies, period. That is who we represent. That is who we're responsible for, and I take that fiduciary obligation very seriously.
So as far as your this is what's got everybody bummed is the southern border fiasco. They want that border closed and Trump wants to have mass deportations. I mean, we need to turn this country back upright because we can't have another 4 years of this. Your comment.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I support closing the border. That has to happen first and foremost. And then secondly, from there, we'll have to triage how we remove personnel that are already here. Likely that will start with violent felons and then work its way down the list of priorities. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like. I do know that I want to revisit the whole public charge rules to make sure that people that are coming here and applying for asylum, that they're not immediately wards of the state, putting an additional burden on the American taxpayer. But yes, I think that has to happen. We have to secure the border, and we have to ensure that those who come here illegally, they've got to go.
Okay. Go to the phones here. Eric in Nebraska, you have a question for Cameron Hamilton.
going to ask you, have you received or been approached by the Jewish or Israeli lobbies for your campaign?
Thank you for your question.
Sorry, I cut you off there. I've met with several members of the Jewish community. I'm not being supported by any of those groups and entities, if that's what you're asking.
I think that's kind of where he was going. Thank you for your call, Eric. I know, I can tell by the tone of the question where we're at on this. Everybody is very concerned about AIPAC and some of these other ADL and, Jewish Defense League, everybody else, because they come out and I mean, we're only talking about, 2.9% of the entire U.S. population. And a lot of our people are very concerned about the fact that they're manipulating the United States to get into a war in the Middle East. And that's unfortunate. But Brady, in Arizona, you have a question for Cameron Hamilton, not a comment, but a question.
Yeah. What did you feel about Anthony Blinken's remarks at the funeral today on Rossi of Iran, the president, when he said it's a good thing that the butcher of Iran is now dead? How do you think that it makes the people of Iran, when there's millions in the street, feel when you got a man like Anthony Blinken, a Zionist Jew 100%, making fun of someone who has passed away? It's horrible.
Okay, Brady, thanks for your call. And see, the thing is, too, is Blinken is a Clintonista. I think we all know that. Your comment, Cameron.
So I actually kind of agree with the statements that were made. I don't think it's helpful to engage in additional rhetoric that way. I don't think we want to incite and elicit further conflict with Iran. Not that it would be much of a conflict, because we would destroy them. Having said that, I think we should engage in a much more tactful approach. Rezi was an evil human being. I have no remorse whatsoever over him being dead. But it does look widely hypocritical for us to send our condolences from the administration and then our Secretary of State praises that he's dead. I think that inconsistency shows that, frankly, we have a bunch of children running our government right now.
That's funny you should mention that, Cameron. My wife and I were talking about that this morning. That's the exact words coming out of her mouth. We have a bunch of kids running our foreign policy. You sound, because of the fact that you've been a Navy SEAL and you were former division director at Homeland Security, you certainly would have to zero in on what would make the United States more neutral as far as foreign policy, besides the fact we should have kept Bagram Air Base. That was a huge mistake. Your comment on that?
Yeah, I agree. My frustration about the withdrawal of Afghanistan is, where were the military officers that were fired for refusing to obey unreasonable orders or putting U.S. service members at risk? We never saw that. In fact, we had Milley, who I think, again, he's a patriot. He served honorably, but it was dishonorable what he engaged in with that Afghan withdrawal. He called that bombing that we had, the missile strike, a righteous kill. We murdered an innocent family. I'm sorry, there's nothing righteous about that. Not only that, but as a tactician, he should have known that withdrawing from Bagram and doing an evacuation from Kabul, that's insanity. Anyone that's been to Afghanistan, I did 2 combat tours to Afghanistan, anyone would have known that. And so I think it's an absolute joke. I do think also that we need to make sure that our foreign policy, look, we want to promote an economic environment so that it is more beneficial for all to pursue peace. There's nothing weak about that whatsoever. Diplomacy is the velvet glove that wraps the iron fist. So I think we need to have a strong and capable infrastructure, but we should always be willing to pursue peace wherever we can, but not obviously at the detriment of Americans. So I think that by engaging in that rhetoric, we might have a chance to stay off further conflict in the future.
Right. Now, you would be, if you got into the 7th Congressional District and you were elected, you would be one of 435 individuals there that are supposedly in control of the House and what they do and how they behave. And it just seems like we have this tax and spend government that is like literally, I mean, all the business pundits out there are saying, look, we're digging ourselves a grave. People are going to ditch the dollar. I mean, the Chinese are already, offloading a bunch of their treasury bills. I mean, this whole thing is just getting crazy. Where do you see our economy if this is allowed to continue?
So one of the committees I'm actually hoping to be on, Lord willing, is the Ways and Means. And, of course, that's not the juicy committee that everyone likes for Fox News hits, but I care deeply about the American taxpayer. I care deeply about our tax code and about spending power within our government. I think that we are headed for a fiscal catastrophe that will wreak havoc and harm hundreds of millions of people, both here as well as abroad, if the United States becomes insolvent. We're operating $200 billion in a budget deficit every single month. That's $200 billion that we're spending that we don't have, which means we're doing what? We're printing securities, and then we're leveraging those securities as debt to borrow against to produce more liquid cash. Those securities are purchased by others, although at the same time we lower interest rates for the American consumer, which is great for your loan, but it's not great when it comes to foreign entities or others buying our national debt. So this is insanity, and this has to stop. So I'm a fiscal hawk.
Oh, good for you. CameronHamilton.com is the website, folks, if you want to donate to his campaign. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. In the meantime, good luck with your campaign. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon before the elections. Cameron, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you, and thank you for your service. We'll be back after these important messages with Dr. Michael Garko. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provide you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Thank you.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power.